This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up anything you want. Right here, the toll-free number, as we launch into the second hour, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So let's try this again. We ended up getting distracted in talking about like family issues for the majority of the first hour. But we had started just barely to scratch the surface of a story about police actually being held accountable for once for shooting somebody's dog. Because most of the time when a cop shoots a dog, it's all the cop has to say is, "Was I was in fear for my life."
Even and if, they've said this about poodles, about dogs in cages.
They've said this about dogs that have been, like, obviously just happy to see them, wagging their tails, being super friendly. And so that's all they have to say is, "I was in fear for my life." And then, you know, it's completely justified. It doesn't matter, you know, what they did to the animal.
There's video of them chasing the animal down and shooting it, you know, like, oh, yeah, whatever. At that point, whatever is okay, all they have to do is say, you know, I was in fear.
Right.
Not even fear for their life. They're just in fear of getting bit.
That's right. Yeah, whatever it is. And that's justification for them to pull out a gun and blast a dog. Sometimes blasting it in front of family members, in front of children.
Sometimes shooting the children in the process.
Happens less often, but yeah, that can occur. And usually the cops are let off scot-free. They, you know, get a promotion afterwards. They get a paid vacation maybe while it's being investigated. And ultimately nothing ends up happening to these guys. So, Mark, you've got a story that kind of turns that on its head.
Yep, from copblock.org. Last week, a federal jury ruled in favor of a father and daughter whose dog was shot by Hartford police during an illegal search of their property and awarded them $202,000.
Wow.
The award included a $32,000 punitive damage award, which the two officers involved in are personally responsible for splitting. So that's 16
Whoa.
Grand apiece. And the judge in this case placed liens on both officers' houses to ensure that they paid.
I have never heard of anything like this happening.
Yeah, that's like rules for regular people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you are legal trained. I mean, you went to law school down south. Have you ever heard of any kind of case like this, Melanie?
No, although I don't know if that's a fair question, because if it wasn't going on in Louisiana and it wasn't overall criminal or civil rights related, that doesn't guarantee that I would have heard of it.
So this was a civil case where the family sued the department and the officers, and the jury sided with them.
That's right. So it's 10 years ago.
How did they get away with not, you know, usually the claim on the police's part is that they have, you know, like bureaucratic immunity or whatever it's called, qualified immunity,
yeah.
Or there's like different types of immunities that these bureaucrats have.
But they have qualified immunity. Qualified immunity gives you kind of like more leeway, but it doesn't give you like unlimited leeway. Mm-hmm. So like,
what's the other one? There's like two or three others, right?
There's sovereign immunity.
Sovereign
immunity is like that of kings. You know, they can't get you. Now, police and bureaucrats have qualified immunity, mm-hmm, which is to say nearly sovereign immunity.
Is there another one, though? Isn't there a third immunity?
I don't
immunity?
Know. There might be limited immunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, what happened in this case, I can read the story for you, or yeah, I can just tell you what happened.
Whatever works.
Well, so going on here, skipping a little bit, the case provided a stark look back at a time when the city was threatened with being overwhelmed by a spike in violence caused by warring drug gangs on the north side. The police department, by the way, Hartford, not a great place. Many state capitals, the government bureaucrats can't even seem to control their own capital, let alone the rest of the state. In December 20th, 2006, the gun crackdown ended up at the Harris's home. That morning, O'Hare had been involved in, and that's one of the police officers, in a high-speed pursuit of a suspect's suspected stolen car that culminated in a frantic foot chase over fences and across backyards in pursuit of the driver. O'Hare caught the driver, but not before being injured in the chase. He was ordered by a supervisor to report to a hospital for treatment. En route to the hospital, defense lawyer Thomas Gerard said, O'Hare and Pia were diverted to Harris's house. Harris's are the people that had their St. Bernard shot. Mm-hmm. Another officer had just arrested a gang member who was found in possession of dozens of bags of heroin. The gang member wanted to make a deal. If the police helped him get a break with the prosecutors, he'd direct them to two guns that he had hidden, he said were hidden in an abandoned car on the Harris's fenced-in property. Gerard and O'Hare and Pia raced to the address. They walked inside the fence, found no abandoned car, and prepared to leave. He said that they did not know that on the other side of the house, the Harris's daughter had just returned home from school and had let one of her two, I don't know why it wasn't both, because both of my dogs would be ready to get out, St. Bernard's out of the back door.
It's a big dog.
She testified that the dog named Seven and her favorite suddenly looked up and tore away toward the front of the house. At the front of the house, Gerard said O'Hare and Pia spotted a big dog chasing and broke into a full sprint to get away. He said O'Hare heard the dog growling and snapped at his heels, and it turned to command it to stop. When the dog didn't stop, Gerard said O'Hare shot it twice. In the meantime, the daughter said she was turning, she was running towards the front yard on the other side of the house.
If that story's true from the police, it actually seems like, you know, they tried not to shoot the dog in that case.
Yes, it also seemed like they went on somebody's property and executed a search without a warrant.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is one of the problems with breaking the law is sometimes, you know, people have dogs and sometimes those dogs react.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this dog, frankly, this dog is doing what a dog is supposed to do in its yard.
Attacking the aggressor?
He's chasing out people that aren't supposed to be there.
Right.
And a dog has one weapon, in this case defensive because he's inside his yard, and that is his teeth. Mm-hmm. And you turning around, you know, maybe you'll have some luck commanding the dog to stay, and maybe you won't. It depends on the personality and the training of the dog. And
if you say it consistent with how he's been trained, I mean, there's different ways to say stop. There's different hand signals you can do along with that. He didn't necessarily say anything the dog understood.
Well, I mean, no.
Why would it
most
anyway?
Dogs
he's
understand
the intruder,
no.
Like
you. So turning around and telling a dog authoritatively, no, stop it. That really does work a lot of the time because the dog is just conditioned from dealing with, oh, another one of these hairless monkeys is telling me to stop it, right? So that's what they're conditioned to do. They're told no far more than they're told the opportunity, the command to bite comes along. Most people don't teach their dogs to bite.
Well, his claim is he tried to do something like that before blasting it.
Sure, that's it. That's the claim.
He claims he tried to run away.
There's no video. This is 2006, 10 years ago. People
most of the time they'll just say I was scared and so I blasted the dog.
Sure. In this case,
was that like there might have been a witness this time?
Could be.
The problem is that they searched property without a warrant.
That's a problem.
And they shouldn't have been on the property in the first place.
They went inside a fence, right? Some sort of, like,
yep.
It didn't describe what kind of fence it was.
They said it was a private fenced-in area.
So if it was private, it was probably like a wooden privacy fence.
Could be.
Or something like that.
Once they realized that they couldn't outrun this dog and they weren't going to hop a fence, you know, with this St. Bernard chewing on their butts, they turned around and capped him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know whether or not that was a good reason, good shoot, but I can tell you the search was bad in the first place.
No doubt.
For the poison tree.
Well, which means that then the shooting, I mean, from a moral standpoint, then the shooting could not have been good if you're trespassing on someone's land, get attacked, and then shoot them or their property. That's not defensive. Like, no, you're so past far defensive.
Yeah,
like, you can't even see it anymore.
I doubt the dog would have killed him. There's very few people that are killed by dogs every year. Adults killed
St. Bernard's
dogs.
Not a small dog.
Well, I said the dog attacks you and then you shoot them.
But I'm just saying that I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. So, you know, I can see if you are, you know, say here in New Hampshire, you can hike on people's property.
Well, right, but I'm talking
legally.
Morally.
I know. Well, morals, you know, like, moral comes down is when you've got a big St. Bernard who's ready to chomp on you and you got a gun in your hip, what are you going to do, you know?
I'm not going to trespass on people's property
it's
and
best.
Threaten their life, which is what wearing a police uniform is.
Well, I'm not entirely clear that that's the case, but...
So what happened with the... You were going to say after he blasted the dog, something about the daughter?
Yeah, she comes running around. She yells, "Don't shoot." She testified that she saw the dog gliding outside and then yelled, "Don't shoot." Of course, the dog was already on its side and had been shot. She said O'Hare shot the dog a third time in the head, then turned to her and said, "I'm sorry, miss.
Wow.
Your dog's not going to make it." But, of course...
Well, at least he apologized. I mean, this guy's one of the least... I mean, besides the illegal search, she's one of the least offensive dog shooters I've heard in a lot of these stories, and he's the one who's got to pay for it. It's interesting. Free Talk Live will continue with more.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone.
Antihistamine.
Multiple creams.
Antibiotics. Spray.
Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Topical sprays.
The sharp antibiotics.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog.
The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm. is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up here about police shooting a dog and actually being held accountable for it. A very unusual story coming out of, where was it again, Mark, where this was happening?
Hartford.
Hartford, Connecticut. Also, want to let you know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness rather than good health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So, Mark, you're sharing with us a story about a jury who has decided to give a sizable award of over $200,000 to some folks who had their dog shot to death. One of two dogs. The other dog, for whatever reason, was not let out. So it survived the encounter with police that were illegally in their yard searching for a car that allegedly had guns in it. The car didn't exist. While the cops were there, the dog comes out of the house, starts running at them. One of the cops, they claim they tried to run away, claim they tried to tell the dog no, and then ultimately shot the dog to death. And interestingly, even apologized to the lady for it, which, again, a lot of these things.
Immediately after he shot the dog in the head, the third shot goes into the dog's head. I kind of feel like, look, I see why they might have been defending themselves, even though they didn't have a search warrant. They were on the property, from what I can tell, illegally, and that's why they got the punitive damages. That's why they're responsible for paying out of their paychecks. And I don't have any problem with the jury's recommendation, but, you know, if you shoot somebody's dog and the dog is no longer moving forward, you no longer a threat, you don't have the moral, like you shouldn't be putting the animal out of their misery.
He didn't have the right to give it a death sentence at that moment.
Right. Well, death sentence is really the term. I mean, I can see why you would put an animal out of its misery. I've certainly put animals out of their misery before. It's not his place. If these people are the kind of people that would want to take a dog to the, you know, the veterinarian and spend thousands of dollars
to patch him up, try to save him.
To patch him up, and maybe you could save him. I don't know. I don't know how old the animal was. I don't know any of this stuff. But it just wasn't his place. If he would have turned to the woman and said, "Ma'am, I'm really sorry about this. I can put him out of his misery for you if you'd like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I don't want to do that. I just needed to stop his forward motion." That would have been, to me, a much more empathetic position.
I agree with you. I was just giving the cop credit for apologizing. I mean, I try to give these guys as much credit as I can, like, because it's so easy to pick them apart and find fault with them. It's very rare that you'll hear a cop apologize for anything, ever. I mean, it's just, they just don't do it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, and that is true. I just am having a hard time letting the fact that he apologized overshadow the fact that he trespassed, being a cop. It is an act of assault. So he's on the property. Yes. He's on the property, committing assault, trespassing, and then destroying property, which is very valuable to... I imagine that people who have dogs, they're very valuable to them. But,
no, I'm not trying to give a pass. I'm just trying to give the dude a little bit of credit, because normally these guys are just...
Can we go into this being an occult, a cop is an occult?
Have at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Because I don't agree with Melly on that.
Is
one.
Being a garbage man, a municipal garbage man...
No.
...an assault? Okay, no, it's not. So why is being one's form of government employee an assault and the other form is not?
Because they're a government employee, and it's not because they take tax money.
Okay, I'm just figuring it out.
I drive on the roads. You know, if you are in a position where you can get some money that the government has stolen back to yourself, you should go do that. I'm assuming you won't bomb people, and we know that they will. So, If you are a cop, DEA agent, IRS agent, any form of LEO, law enforcement officer, you are in a position where your job is inherently aggressive. So if I make a threat to somebody, if I say to you, Mark, here is the New Hampshire statute book. If you do anything that violates that, I'm going to order you to stop, and if you don't stop, I'm going to beat you to the ground, and if I can't do that adequately, I'm going to shoot you. But if I can, then I'm going to handcuff you and lock you in my basement for an arbitrary term of time.
Okay.
Is that not a threat?
I get
that's what cops are saying by putting the fact that they're communicating that with insignia and stars and uniforms.
Yeah, I gotcha. So they are communicating that. I'm with you. Now, you know, in any society you might imagine, there will be rules, right?
Right, but if the rules are aggressive, then you're committing aggressive. If the rules are don't murder, rape, or steal, that's not
so aggression. A person who enforces both rules that are good and rules that are bad is inherently bad?
Well, because if a person does good and bad things, then when they're doing bad things, like if you're committing assault, the fact that you also donate to charity does not negate the fact that you're committing assault.
No, absolutely. Everybody on death row in America has done bad things and good things. That much is certainly
okay,
true.
Okay, and I will concede that in some situations, cops act as what a defense agency in a free market would act as.
Yeah.
But they're also cops. They're also drug warriors. They're also robbers. They're also enforcing victimless crime.
So seeing them in some circumstances, good news, and seeing them in other circumstances is bad news, right?
It can be.
I can tell you that there's been times.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And there, you can be in a position that is so horrible that your best bet is to call a state government police officer. That can happen. But that doesn't change the facts. But by putting on a uniform and identifying as a police officer, you are identifying as a member of a gang who will commit arbitrary, and sometimes not arbitrary. If they're following their own rules, it's not arbitrary, but it's still acts of aggression.
Well, the rules were generally created arbitrarily. But
you're threatening to enforce the law, and there are victimless laws, therefore you're threatening to commit aggression.
And even the most libertarian of cops will likely at some point in his career have done something to enforce a victimless crime, whether it be speeding or whatever.
Well, everybody...
I mean, maybe there's a cop out there who can claim that from day number one, they've never actually ticketed anybody for speeding, but odds are good they're not going to be very well liked within the department.
Even if that individual exists, and somehow manages to keep his job, which would be miraculous.
Right, because during the probationary period, you pretty much have to do whatever they tell
you. You're still committing assault, even if you're not committing battery or robbery. You're still committing assault. So if the English words, I will shoot you, is assault because those words are assigned meaning, you weren't the one who decided, oh, I'll decide what I means, I'll decide what shoot means. Like, but those have meaning, and since you chose to use them, you're committing assault. A badge and a uniform has a meaning, and if you chose to wear them, you're committing assault because of what they communicate.
I don't know
too
about
much for me.
That. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, although I will give you that there's probably not a true libertarian cop out there. But if there is, in theory, he would not be committing assault.
Yes, he would.
Because he hadn't actually assaulted anyone. But he hadn't actually threatened you.
He's threatening to...
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, want to let you know about, Mark, do you have the details on this contest? Because I don't have them in front of me.
I do.
There is a contest going on with Jax. Now, we've talked about Jax a lot here on Free Talk Live. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It allows you to hold multiple cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash. And also, I believe they just added Litecoin and the new Augur Rep tokens.
Yep.
They're all available in Jax. You can get it for free, of course, over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or at your favorite app store, created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum, and it's actually got Shapeshift integration built right in, so if you want to change from one cryptocurrency to another, it's easy to do. So if you got Bitcoin, you want to turn that into Ether, you can do that right there within the Jax wallet, thanks to Shapeshift.io. So once again, to download Jax, go to Jax, J-A-X-X.io. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. If you lose your phone, not the end of the world with Jax. And what's the special offer, Mark? Because time is running out. We haven't even talked about it. It was short notice. We just found out over the weekend about this.
So there's a contest that Jax is having. This is their contest. This is not our contest.
Okay.
But if you go to their, you can go to our Facebook page. I made a post, but you can go to their Facebook page. Seems a little easier. That's called Jax, J-A-X-X. .io,
yep.
And you find them on Facebook. But what they want you to do is to like Jax.io on the Facebook pages and Decentral's Facebook pages, and to join their mailing list at Jax.io. And they're going to, make it easy for you, to figure that out. They got links and all that sort of thing there. But they give you 100 Dash. What's a Dash? Do you know what a Dash token is worth at
this
moment?
About 10 bucks.
So this is a $1,000 giveaway.
Huge.
And it's a pretty big deal. So, there you go.
So go to Jax.io on Facebook and learn, get the rules there?
The rules, the contest is on the Facebook page. It is not on their website.
And tomorrow, Tuesday, is the final day to enter,
the drawing
correct?
Is Tuesday.
Drawing's Tuesday.
They're going to do the...
What's the deadline for entering the contest?
I think right then, it says here.
At the drawing?
It doesn't give a deadline besides the winner live on Tuesday, October the 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Well... whatever time you're hearing this, I would get there as soon as possible.
Plus, I happen to know that if you just go ahead and do this anyway, they're giving away more stuff in the future.
Oh, okay.
So you might as well, then you'll be qualified.
So you're pre-registered then, basically.
Yeah, essentially.
Very cool. All right, so jaxx.io on Facebook. Go there and get the details and get moving on that because your time's running short real fast. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, I said we were going to talk, since we were talking so much about like family issues and raising kids and dogs and cats. Here's a story from the dailymail.co.uk. Call it a sign of the times. More couples these days want to avoid parenthood and embrace life without children. So some are marking the start of their childless families with vasectomy parties. One couple posted a Reddit bulletin announcing they were inviting friends to revel in the fun of being sterilized. The invitation calls on attendees to live it up in a house filled with sharp furniture and exposed outlets, the Sun reported. Instead of the traditional baby shower, couples also invite friends to car showers, where guests help name their new car. They also play board games like The Price is Right, where they talk about what they can buy now that they've saved money by not having kids.
Do they apply a cold compress to the gentleman's swollen scrotum? I mean, what else do they do?
Absolutely. I don't know if it actually happens in tandem with the cutting, but it should, right? If you're going to have a vasectomy party, it might as well be when you actually have it.
I tell you, when I had my vasectomy, that it was most on my mind at that moment.
The vasectomy.
Yeah, sort of a week thereafter. Yeah.
Yep, I agree. Absolutely brilliant, said one Reddit user. Made me LOL, especially the wording on the invitation, the clever cake, and the advent calendar. Congratulations, by the way, and have a happy child-free life. Another commenter says, all baby shower is a party to celebrate that you had sex. That sperm managed to hit a fertile egg. A vasectomy shower is a party to celebrate soon-to-be sex.
So this is, speaking as the childed amongst the unchilded here, this is where it crosses the line.
What?
This nonsense.
Yeah, this is really silly.
Yeah, if you want to have a cake and you want to have a silly, clever party, then please, by all means, do.
There's a picture of a cake here with what appears to be a penis, some Band-Aids, and a pair of clippers.
Yep, that's
on top of the cake.
I'll give you that. Clever. Yeah. Now, but when you go to the baby shower is the celebration of sex, a sperm eating a make, then you've moved into the area of jaded a-hole.
Hmm.
Right?
Do they need to attack the people with babies?
Right. That's where this comes in. This is like,
I mean, it's bad enough to have a baby. You don't need to attack those poor people.
Like, when you start talking to me about how you feel about, me having children, I now realize you're not talking to me anymore. You're talking to your parents who want you to have a child. And you know what? I don't want to have a conversation with these people's kid.
Yeah.
If you want to have a conversation with your parents about whether or not you're going to have a kid, go ahead and have that conversation. Leave me out of it. Because this is juvenile behavior.
The trend has become so pronounced that one couple posted a blog that they proudly named WeReNotHavingABaby.com.
Oh, excellent.
After 6 years of having looked forward to becoming a caring and all-out stimulating and dynamic mother at some indeterminate point in the near future, I suddenly realized this wasn't the only possible narrative for my life, said one woman known as Stephanie on the blog. She said, I'd swallowed the motherhood mandate hook, line, and sinker, and I'd never given myself the space and time to question whether I really, really want children. Amy Blackstone, one of the blog's authors, told the New York Post, our society is all about celebrating traditional milestones. You graduate, you get married, you have
a
child.
Whose society is this? I mean, because I never intended to have a child, and I did not feel the need to wag it in front of anyone's face.
That you didn't intend to?
That I didn't intend to. Like, this was just not, I just don't care. I think there are good reasons to not have children. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to have children, that in and of itself is the very best reason you're not qualified for kids.
Yeah, and like, celebrating something that you're not going to do is just really weird to me. Like, I'm not going to throw a party like, I'm not going to med school. That's just really dumb to me.
Yeah.
I find that, annoyingly silly, but, if you want to be annoyingly silly, okay. But,
I don't know.
If these people are wanting other people to respect their decisions, and they're really being kind of disrespectful of other people's different decisions.
Yeah. I'm going to have a party to celebrate that you're not having a child. You know, it just doesn't...
I see where you guys are coming from on this, but I also see where they're coming from. And
they're coming from the point of view that their parents are trying to encourage them to have children. The lady said right there, she never considered for a moment life without kids. That's not my fault.
Okay, and if this opens you up to do all kinds of other things, then pick one of those other things that you're able to accomplish because you're not, quote, tied down with kids, and celebrate that.
Go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're making a good point, but I can understand why they might feel like babies and all these traditional things that people are supposed to do are kind of thrown in their face. Like you're saying, hey, it's rude. By everybody who has a damn baby. They're posting their pictures everywhere, acting like it's best thing in the world.
People post pictures of their new cars.
You're allowed to celebrate things that you're doing if you have a baby, if you're actually going to med school, if you're doing whatever you're doing.
Imagine how pathetic your life is.
They're celebrating
if you're upset that somebody's posting a picture of their kid on their Facebook page.
It doesn't upset me.
You need a real life if that's what upsets you.
It doesn't upset me. I'm just saying.
That tells me you got nothing else going on, that you have to celebrate what you're not doing.
Right.
Well, they're celebrating
this great
vasectomy.
Childless life you have. You spend worrying about whether or not I've got pictures of my kid on my Facebook page. Well, congratulations. It sounds awesome.
They are celebrating something they're doing. Their husband or whoever is getting a vasectomy. That is something he is doing. So that's what they're celebrating here. And, I can understand there are people who are looking down on them for celebrating this, but maybe they don't like having
I'm not looking down
a bunch
on
of family
them.
Stuff.
I'm saying that this sounds really petty.
Would you say that there's some pressures, though, to have kids in this society? I mean, would you say that's true?
I can't comment on society.
Yeah, there are
families.
There's definitely pressure
for that.
But
then address that. Don't do that.
Well, they're trying to. 855-450 free. You can share your thoughts. Would you have a vasectomy party? It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. If you want to help support the show, one of the things you can do is support us directly by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. It's $5 per month. We'll take that $5 in. We'll invest it with other folks' $5 contributions, and we will use that money to market, advertise, and promote the show to, let's say, radio stations, hopefully get on more stations to expose new people to the ideas of liberty, expanding our reach on the Internet as well. All of that is possible, but it does take some money. So you send that over to us. We'll give you some perks, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only Facebook group, as well as the Amp Only podcast. You can get all the details and get signed up for just $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can also pay with Bitcoin if you want. So you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard on our website. And also Bitcoin is available to you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the baby, the anti-baby shower, which is a celebration of a vasectomy. There are vasectomy parties that are happening with couples who have decided they don't want to have children, and some of them seem a little bit jaded about the whole societal pressure to have children. And Mark, you were saying that you don't believe such a thing exists.
I think that it certainly didn't exist for me, this societal pressure to have a child thing. Again, I will reiterate, I was not intending to have children. My wife demanded that we have children. And have a child, and we did, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I'm sure you've all heard that before. But, you know, like this, usually it seems to me this pressure must come from the parents. I suppose there are nosy people in the world that might say something like, you know, so when are you going to have children? Which, of course, is a good question for somebody who's married.
Well, no, it's not. Not unless you're their gynecologist.
So you shouldn't ask that question to people who are married?
I mean, not random people. If it's, like, somebody who you're really close to and you're, like, asking about their life plans generally, but as far as just, like, walking up to people in line at Walmart, oh, I see a ring on your finger. Do you have kids? Oh, well, when are you having them?
Well, maybe...
That, I think, is out of line.
I think usually people ask that shortly after the wedding, right? Like, oh, you're getting married? When you're intending to have kids? Like, that's the next step is what people look at.
Well, right? But, okay, so what you're talking about is someone who would, like, know you well enough to know that you're getting married.
I found that out from bartenders. I mean,
well, okay, but there is, and I mean, maybe this is regional. Maybe I don't know if it happens in the UK or not, which is where this party is. But there are a lot of people who will just, at least where I was, will walk up to people and just like ask them really, you know, out of line questions like that. When are you having kids? Why not? Like,
it presumes that everyone has the same set of values about children. That everyone, right. And that's part of it.
It might presume that they have the same set of values around marriage.
Mm.
So marriage, let's not forget that marriage is it's a deal, right? It's an arrangement. And we do not live necessarily in a world where marriage is an arrangement to you know, better your life by spending it with one person. It's basically an agreement to create a household and then have some amount of progeny to fill that household. That's what the purpose of the contract is,
well,
I think, to most people.
I don't know if that's true. I think it's a agreement to do whatever you agree to do.
I would say that is what it's moving into, but that's not what it has been in the past. And really, what's the difference between, like I said before, going steady and being married and not having kids?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of difference. One's more of a commitment. One has, you know, you're trading more things. If I'm just hanging out with a guy for the next several years, you know, maybe I'll go get a law license. Maybe I'll, you know, open a firm. Maybe I'll make lots of different decisions that I wouldn't make. You know, maybe I, you know, go up a company and I can be a CEO and, you know, fly to, you know, California or something.
You can do all those things, sure.
Okay, but not if I'm in a committed relationship with somebody else who is here, like, or married to somebody else who is here. You can break up with somebody who you're just dating.
You can break up with somebody you're just married to very easily.
Yeah, but then
that's
involved.
That's not the idea. Like, that's what has happened a lot of the time. And I think it's...
It's harder to get out of a marriage.
I think it's kind of not exaggerated, but caused to happen more by the meddling of the state in it.
So most people who are not married and not having kids are young and have few assets. Is that correct?
Not married and not having kids. Sure. Yeah.
They have few assets.
Yeah.
No-fault divorces are easy and cheap, and there's not much to them. Get out. And the police, if somebody doesn't get out, the police will figure out who needs to get out. And that's true whether you're going steady or whether you're married. There's no difference there.
Well, yeah, that's true. And yes, from a legal standpoint, from what the state will do to you, there's probably only a couple hundred dollar difference.
You said it was more of a commitment.
It is more of a commitment.
Wait. Can you describe this deeper commitment to me from when I say I'm going steady?
Well, you have vows with a marriage.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
When I say I'm going steady, there are a set of vows. What does it mean when you say you're going steady? There are rules to going steady, right? Like, I'm going to be monogamous. You know, I may report to you my whereabouts at certain times during the week, or, you know, whatever. All of the commitments for going steady are the same as the commitments for marriage.
That's not true, because with the marriage, you're saying this is a lifelong contract. And you can have agreements. Okay, until recently, I was Ian Sinnott.
When does going steady end?
When you get married?
It's an at-will situation. Like, until recently, I was Ian Sinnott. I had an agreement with him to pay him money in exchange for space. It was a non-state contract, but I didn't feel like it wasn't a commitment just because the state can't enforce it, if that's, you know, whether that's true or not. But, like, just because, you know, he's not going to use the state to enforce it, that doesn't make it not a commitment. And had I agreed with him to buy a house somehow without the state, if that's even possible, that's more of a commitment, even though the state's not going to enforce it. It's still a commitment.
The difference there is, so going steady means we're going to hang out together until we decide hanging out is not cool. Getting married and, you know, having few assets is essentially the same thing, right? Like,
no, it's not. You're telling that person you're going to be with them for the rest
of your
life. I've
never heard anybody say, let's go steady for 6 weeks, okay? Never once. It's always a, you know,
but it's still
this is going to go on forever
agreement.
Thing.
But it's still... But
or, there's a difference between having at-will employment where it's not a fixed term versus having a lifelong commitment to a company.
Huge difference. I mean,
like,
I can't believe you're
acknowledging... Those are two different things.
Like, yeah, why? If that's the case then, Mark, why didn't you just tell your wife when she wanted to get married to you, why didn't you just tell her, oh, let's, you know, let's just hang out instead?
Oh,
it's the same difference.
She wanted to get married very badly.
But why didn't you argue with her and say, but what's the difference? Why do we need to get married?
I argued all the time. She really wanted to be married.
But why?
Well, the reason
because
I got
she
married...
perceived it as a greater commitment, right?
Absolutely,
well,
that's the reason.
But like, what you're arguing is that commitments that can't be enforced by the state are not commitments. Like, and that is completely false.
No.
There might be
arguing.
Only the same amount of stuff that you can do to, you know, punish.
I'm not arguing for state marriage. I'm conflating non-state marriage and then state marriage. I'm just saying that there is functionally no difference.
Well, there's no difference in what you can do to punish the person if they break the agreement, but the agreement is different.
Well,
the
totally
fact
agree.
That you can't
the
punish
difference?
Them doesn't mean that they haven't committed.
Look,
in one case you have a commitment with no ending term. In the other case, you have a commitment with no ending term.
One of them is that there are vows.
There is an ending term for a marriage, though, until one of you dies.
There are vows with going steady.
Not the same thing.
I've never seen that.
I mean, is going steady the same thing as you're my girlfriend now?
That means you claim that you're... Well, what are the commitments for marriage? Love, honor, cherish. Basically, it means monogamy, right?
For most people, yeah. Traditional
marriage.
Well,
I mean, marriage. I would put a lot... it would mean a lot more to me than...
Excellent.
That.
Write your own vows. But, you know, what I'm saying is that essentially marriage is defined by monogamy, even though it's not defined by other people. For me, what it is the life partnership. But
mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't come to that conclusion until many years after I was married. Okay?
That's because you're slow.
So you vowed to forever, but didn't realize it
forever
years
is
later.
Meaningless in a world where you can get a no-fault divorce, you know, around the corner.
Well, I guess some people can't.
Well, I understand that the government allows you and will not stop you from breaking your commitments. Like, I understand that. Like, if I agree to, you know, pick somebody up at 5 o'clock and I don't do it, the government's not going to stop me. But it's still a commitment.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on this one, Melanie. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on anything you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health. Not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.